and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Hey, Fairbanks. This is Craig Compo with the Compos Outdoor Show. We do this every Saturday, actually pre-recorded on Wednesday. And so that's what it really is today when I'm talking, although it's Saturday when you're listening. And so it's the day after the election. Ask me how I feel. Yeah, it was kind of a shocker. I've been getting really good at getting elections wrong as far as the vibe I feel. And I guess it's obviously the media I listen to and the people I hang out with and whatever, more conservative. But I was thinking of trying to change this little sticker. I'm going to peel it off my coat right now and change. I'm going to say, I have vomited, have you? Instead of I have voted. It's unfortunate, you know. We're kind of losing our grip on this town. It used to be a conservative town. It really still is a conservative town. I mean, you can tell national elections and everything else. We just have to, we've got to make some changes. It's really hard to fight some of this outside money that's coming in. And that's what it is, the union money, some of the outside money. It's just overwhelming, and they take over districts. So we've got a plan. A few of us, we're going to sit down and discuss some of that stuff. We'll keep you up to date. Of course, the Laundry House Gang, my alma mater, is always active in that kind of stuff. And so we really try to the Laundry House Gang, our motto, our slogan, our mantra, our theme is keeping Alaska Alaskan. And yesterday felt like we lost a chunk of that. I mean, we've got a pretty liberal borough now. City stayed pretty conservative, but we lost our, it was pretty balanced. It was 5-4 or close, and now it's just, it's going to be run amok. So get your checkbooks out. Get ready, Fairbanks. Of course, the tax cap can be, run around with bonding issues, which I'm expecting there's going to be a lot of that. So, best thing you can do now is show up at your borough assembly meetings and make yourself heard. And yeah, it's just tough because it's a pretty liberal board now, the borough. So it's gonna get interesting. But if you either roll over and accept it, or you plan to make changes and try and figure out a way to get the numbers, get the vote out, and stop fighting this outside money. Fairbanks is a cheap date. Alaska, as a rule, is a cheap date when it comes to politics. You get some of this big money from outside, and they look at it and they go, we can swing this one. It really is only going to cost us, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 to throw into some of these candidates and make a difference. And then they can go around and say things like, it's working in Fairbanks and working in Alaska. Look how good it is up there. They love it. They love ranked choice voting. They love these new liberal board members, borough assembly members. Anyway, I was pretty disappointed this morning, but that's America. You gotta deal with what you get. So anyway, I thought of a great way to completely forget about all of this politics and some of the bad stuff that just happened. Is you get a new skidoo and you go out in the woods and you ice fish and you hunt and you explore and you take the family out and just get away from town. When you're out of town, you're less likely to think about borough elections and bonding issues and taxing and, just get out, enjoy it. It's therapy. It's really what it is. So speaking of that, we have a really interesting kind of phenomenon going on in the snow machine industry. It's really amazing. One of the four has just announced they're going to get out of the snow machine industry. Yamaha, they're going to shut her down here in a year or so, and that's going to leave three. Skidoo being the number one dominant player. I'm not just saying that because we sell them. I'm saying that because they are 22 or 23 years in a row. They've been the number one seller, and the reason they've done that is they figured out what works, and they realize, like, for the utility market, that's a huge market. And, it's our major market. I think 7 or 8 out of 10 sleds that we sell are utility sleds, Scandics, Tundras, Expeditions especially, that's our huge seller. And what has happened, I've mentioned this on the radio before, but ever since COVID, the demand has skyrocketed. We had a lot of reasons, you know, the people were staying home, they were with their kids, and drive anybody crazy, you got to get out, you know, get out of the house. So a lot of people bought a snow machine because we have a lot of winter, and take the kids ice fishing or take them sledding on a hill, or you can take them exploring in the backcountry. You can go to the Compo Trail, you can go up to, you know, go on some of these, go to Chena Hot Springs. You can go all over the place. it's really a big market up here. But what's amazing to me is the demand for these products. I mean, it has just exploded. It was always good, but it's gotten to the point where everything's pre-selling, this year was no exception, or 2024 is. We've just got, really, I'm going to go down the list of what's left for the year, and we've got a few, but I mean, we sold hundreds and hundreds of pre-sold sleds on the spring order program last year, where somebody put $500 down, and yeah, we'll get a couple cancellations. I think last year we had 8 or 10, but that's out of several hundred sleds, so we had a wish list that had 900 people on it a year or so ago. People say, hey, if you get one of these or somebody backs out of these, I want one, because they just, you know, they got busy or didn't get their money down last year. So I'll go over the list of what we're going to have. We've just got, I think we've got four new 2023s left is all, that somebody had either canceled last minute or couldn't make it happen. And then I've got some 2024s that are still available. Most of them are like 1, 2, or 3 units. Couple of them we've got a little bit more on, but we really are going to be short again on we're it's not like we're not getting the product. We ordered way more than we thought we could get, and it's been really good, but they just have been taken off. I mean, their technology is what's driving everything. You know, the fuel economy, the longevity, the motors, we're going to talk about that stuff. And of course the white stuff's on the ground and coming, so it's not going to take long for these to go away. We've got a promo going on. There are some rebates on the 23s. On the 24s, it pretty much just get your money down if you want to get one. You put $500 down, that'll hold it until you can get your dividends or your financing or whatever's going on there. We'll give you a little bit of time, but not too much, because you don't want to chase a bunch of other people away on a one-only sled. So we got to be a little mercenary about it. But anyway, I'm going to talk about that and some other things, a contest to win a sled, our Play It Forward program, which has really taken off. I'll talk about that. There's a lot of cool stuff going into winter. You know, it's supposed to be a snowy, warm winter, so, you know, you can only watch so many reruns of Shark Tank or Matlock or whatever. It gets kind of boring. Yeah, you can watch the football game. Tomorrow is the Niner-Dallas game, and I predict a 26-20 win for my 49ers. David Prues, my arch enemy on football, is a Cowboy fan. Yeah, I think he predicted 27-23 Cowboys. Go Niners, that's all I can say. They're looking pretty good this year. They're undefeated. Got a young quarterback that looks like he's about 11 that is just tearing it up. So anyway, back to the Ski-Doo stuff. So we've got a few models like for 2023, and this is as of really Wednesday. So if you call, if you stop by, we're open 10 to 4 today, Saturday. So if you stop by today, these may or may not still be available, because we're getting a lot of people, especially with the PFD and everything, and people are just buying the stuff up. So we have the Summit Neo, which is that new, affordable, lighter, simpler Summit. It's got the 600 motor, the 600 EFI motor. And so it's a 85 horse Summit. If you're not into just high marking to the very top, or you just want a good fun sled to run off in deep snow and climb some hills, that's the little Summit Neo. That's a cool sled. It's really the same basic size as the other Summits, but it's just lighter. They've taken some of the whistles and bells off it. They put the 85 horse motor, the EFI motor in it, which is really a good motor. It's about I think they rate that engine at about 18 miles to the gallon, which isn't the best they have, but it's way better than the old 550 fan or some of the others. I mean, it's really a good engine. And we talked to the engineers, that 600 EFI that Ski-Doo makes is a simple motor. And I remember the engineers telling us, they said, this thing is going to go for ridiculous miles. just because it's proven. It's a proven block. It's simple. You know, no carburetors anymore, so no more smoke and coughing and all that stuff. It's a clean burning 600 with middle of the road horsepower. So it's not for the super hardcores, but it's for somebody that likes to play in the snow and doesn't want to waste and doesn't want to blow their whole budget on a sled. So anyway, we have that. We've got one Backcountry 600 EFI, same engine that the Backcountry, which is more of a mid-track boondocking sled. It's kind of it's got the nice lugs on it, and it's again light and nimble, a little bit more trail friendly than the Summit, just because it's a little shorter track and a little different stance in the front. We got one of those, so that's one each of those models in 2023. We've got the Expedition Sport 600 Ace, which is one of our very best sellers out in the villages, especially because of the fuel economy. That 600 Ace, I think it's rated at 29 miles to the gallon is what that engine's rated. And then the Expedition has got the long 154-inch track by 16 inches wide. So you've got a wide, it's not a wide track like the big wide tracks, but it's a wider than normal track by an inch, and then it's 154 inches long. The rear suspension articulates. You know, it's got, of course, electric start, reverse. It's got the reversible thumb throttle, so if your thumb gets sore, you just flip it over. You can drive it with your fingers on your right hand on the bar. It's got a super comfortable suspension and ride. So that's the Expedition Sport 600 Ace. We got one of those. I mean, we sold, I don't know how many of those we sold in the last few years, but there's one left, one unit, and that's it. And then we have one Scandic LE, which is the 20-inch wide track with the 900 four-stroke. That 900, by the way, has 77% more torque than a 600, so and it's got different modes on it, so you can tone it down. It's got a lot of torque, which is what you want for a work sled. You don't care about horsepower, top horsepower, or top speed. You want low-end torque, low clutch engagement, so it rolls out of the deep stuff easy without spinning a track. It gives you good flotation. The Scandic's the one with the pogo front suspension. Not quite as plush a ride up at speed as the Expedition, but just about impossible to hurt that front end. It's really solid, simple, basically two struts. It's a shock in a tower, a big, thick, heavy tower in the front with a coil spring over it. So it's independent suspension, but it's way, way more bulletproof than just about any front suspension on the market. So that's what I've got left in 23s. We do have one or two demos. If you're really into stupid high performance, we've got the Lynx, which is the finished belt machine. The Lynx X-Terrain, which is a 154-inch by 20-inch track in a 900 turbo. So crazy horsepower there. It's a bright red machine. We've got one of those in a demo we're going to sell. I'd save a couple grand on it in the demo with the demo discount. You get the same warranty as a new one. You just get a lot of money off. So there's some good deals there and not many available in the 2023 model. And like I said, you get one of these sleds and get on it, get out, play in the woods, and forget about things like elections gone bad and things like that. You know, it's a good time to just go play with Mother Nature out in the woods, take the kids out, you know, maybe teach them some trapping. If you trap a little bit, teach them, you know, go out and you do, you know, target practice, bird hunting, whatever turns your crank, just get out there and get the kids out. You know, it's a little early for ice fishing, but that's coming. So anyway, that's one thing. And you know, we have demos. So as soon as we get enough snow cover, you can come out and run the demos and see what you like. I always tell people, you know, it's overwhelming the choices, but get it down to two sleds, then, you know, by reading the specs and, you know, kind of what you want for, you want a one seater, a two seater, you want a two stroke, a four stroke. And then we'll set you up with one of each and just, we'll take you out, get a little trail system at the shop, you take it out and put 5 or 10 minutes, 15 minutes on each one and get a feel for just how they handle. But anyway, we'll talk more about that and a big contest we got going and some promos as soon as we come back from this commercial break. We'll see you in a few.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed: Compos' passion for getting you outdoors. and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Senior used to say, and that's treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, we're back, and we're talking Ski-Doo and some inventory information for somebody that's looking for a new sled. I went over the very few, I think, 4 or 5 2023s we still have as of the airing of this show, so don't beat up on us if you get down there and they're gone. But we do have some 24s still available. Very small percentage of what we have in the yard. If you come by a yard, you're going to see 3 and 4 high stacks of crates in the backyard. It looks like I always joke saying, boy, Trump could have built a wall with the number of crates we have in the backyard. But if you look close at them when you go by there, everyone's got a name on it, which means they're all have deposits on them, which means they're all pretty much spoken for. So while we've got a ton of inventory and still got a lot more coming, just about 90% when we unload the truck, just about 90% we spray paint a name on the crate because they're already sold deposits from the spring order program. So I don't know how long that's going to last going forward. It's just it's been a paradigm shift in the industry, really, and it's good because I mean that cuts the dealer's interest costs. You can be really good at predicting what you're going to sell for the year because people are telling you what you're going to sell for the year. Instead of a big gamble. We used to have, I remember back in 96, oh, wow. They had come out with that F3, the three-cylinder purple Ski-Doo, and that was the hottest thing talked about. We ordered a ton of them, short and long track both, and about December we had a half an inch of snow on the ground, and we had these crates stacked up high, and ooh, it was like, that's the thing about this industry, you know. There's one gal that controls your entire winter, and that's Ma Nature, and she can be good or bad, but it's kind of nice having these rigs pre-sold. It's not good if we don't get snow, but the forecast is for a snow warm year, so we are kind of benefiting from this theoretical global warming, at least in Fairbanks when it comes to recreation. It's been kind of nice, lots of snow last couple years, and sounds like that trend's going to continue. Going to whip down just a few of the 2024s. We've got to talk about them a little bit. We've got a couple of two of the mini 120s is all we have left. We did spring orders on those as well. So we're out of the 200s. We've got two of the 120s. So if you got a little guy, little gal, that grandkid, what a great Christmas present. Come on down and just set it aside. We'll hold it for you at the shop. Just come down and buy it, and we'll get you the your grandkid will talk about that for the rest of their life. They get them started. I like to get them started on the right brand too. So get them on a Ski-Doo Mini 120. We have two Tundra 600 EFIs. I talked about that motor already. That's a light, nimble Tundra. It's the long track version. The Tundra LE, they call it 600 EFI. I've got two Grand Touring 900s. If you're into the ultimate comfort, everything from electric start, reverse, fancy two-up seat, heated handlebars, heated passenger grips, high windshield, everything super comfort. We got two of those Grand Tourings, kind of the ultimate sled to take the wife out on if you thought maybe she didn't like snow machining. I've never talked to anybody who's ridden on the back of a Grand Touring that wasn't just dazzled with the performance. We've got one MXZ 600 E-Tech competition model. That's the one that was getting all the rave reviews, and it's got ice injection, they call it. They actually inject water into the turbo for cooling, so you can do extended wide open runs. It's kind of a specialty sled. Won't sell a lot of them, but there is one of those available. There's only like one or two allowed per dealer, so that's if you're into high performance trail riding, that's kind of the ultimate, lake racing, that kind of thing. We got an MXZ XRS. It's a tricked out shock package on the 600 E-Tech MXZ. It looks like we got a small handful of backcountries. Talked about those. Those are more your combination on trail, off trail. It's got a nice lug on it, but it's not as long as the other machines, so it's still fun to throw around. Got a couple of Renegades. That's more trail friendly sled. And some Summits. We do have some 146 and 154, and even a couple 165 Summits. And a couple of the expert package Summits in 600, in a 146 and 154 inch track. Got a hill climb, one hill climb edition 850 left, one Summit X that was a canceled sale. Those are really hard to find, Summit X 850, and a Freeride 850 Turbo. That thing won't be around long. Those are super sought after. I probably get calls out of Anchorage looking for them all the time. We try to sell them in Fairbanks, would rather sell them here just for obvious reasons. And then we've got one of the Lynx Shredders, which is their 3,900. That's a millimeter track length. That's the RE model. That's a high-performance, that bright red finish-built sled. When it comes to utility sleds, I've only got five Scandix left for the whole year. I've got one Wide-Track 900 Ace, two SE Scandix, and then two of the Scandic LE 900. So that's the 20-inch. All of these are 20-inch track. Different configuration, but 20-inch track 900 Ace four-stroke models. Expeditions are by far our bestseller. I do have a handful of the LE 900. That's our number one selling machine, the Expedition LE 900. It's a 900 four-stroke, 20-inch track. It's got storage, you know, under the seat, a nice passenger seat, set up for a heavy-duty hitch kit. And you can outfit it however you want, but it's pretty loaded. It's got a lot of nice features, a high windshield, and a lot of the other Expedition features on it. We have two of them with the 600 E-Tech motor. That's the high-performance direct-injected two-stroke, a lot more horsepower per cube than just about anything in that size range, 120 horse out of a 600, which is pretty strong. I've got three of them in the super wide with the 600 E-Tech. So if you want maximum track with minimum weight and high horsepower, that's the Expedition LE Super Wide Track, or SWT. I do have some Expedition Super Wide Track 900s. That's another real popular sled for us. And I have one with a turbo on it, one of the Super Wide Track Turbo. And that, when you talk to people that own that machine, they're just almost giggling about it. They're just a 24-inch track with a turbocharged 900, 150-horse engine. It's crazy, the amount of horsepower and getting through anything. You just give it a squeeze and you jump out of any ditch, hole, whatever, climb a hill and pulling a heavy sled with barrels of fuel or whatever. I've got two of the Expedition Extreme 850s. That's more like a Summit on steroids, but with a wide track. I've got three of our Expedition 600 Ace. That's just the conventional two-seater, a really popular machine, stupid good on gas. And then I've got six of the 900 Ace in that version. And lastly, I've got one of the 600 Expedition with that EFI motor on it. So that's kind of the list of machines we have. These things, I guarantee you, by about the end of October, will be gone, at the rate things are going. So you're going to want to get in there. Just get a deposit on it, if nothing else. And then the last thing I want to talk about today is a program that we're real excited about. It's working really good. We have a program called Play It Forward. It's pretty cool. It's for those people out there that aren't really into snow machinings. They had a couple of them. Maybe they're 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 years old, and they're in good shape, but they're sitting in the garage or on the trailer out back, and you got to move them around. You're not doing anything with them. They're not getting any more valuable. They're just, they're older sleds. But turn them into, if you got one of them or two of them or three of them, whatever, turn them into a Can-Am side-by-side. You know, something that's super easy to drive. It's as easy as driving your car. You can plow snow with it. You can take the kids out fishing with it. You can go hunting with it. You can get them all enclosed. We've got several of the cab models that have not only a super powerful heater, you know, fully enclosed, glass windshield, windshield wiper, air conditioning, power windows, hydraulic tilt bed in the back on some of them. I mean, it's just, they're just so nice. They're so nice to run. And you can use your snow machines as a towards the purchase, down payment, whatever. We'll probably give you more than you think you're going to get for those machines if they're models we want. There's some models we don't want. There's some brands we don't want, but we know what we want, and all you got to do is go to our website and click on the Play It Forward button, and it'll bring up a trade-in. Tell us kind of what you got, roughly how many miles are on them. We'll get you a realistic, good faith estimate of what we'll give you for them. We do run them through the shop, make sure there's no surprises, and but if it was running good when you put it away, it's probably fine. You know, we check spark compression, that kind of stuff. Check it out. So that's our Play It Forward. Just go to compos.com, and it's just scroll down, you'll see it. It's right there. And then the last thing I want to talk about is, and you can sign up online with us, or you can come by the shop and sign up. You can win a loaded $20,000 Skidoo sled. And that means any machine that we've got available, and you can load it up with accessories and everything, cargo sled, you name it, up to 20 grand. I mean, you got a lot of choices there for accessories, and you can buy cargo sleds, chainsaw holders, ice auger holders, cargo bags, winches, you know, whatever you want. If money is no object, you can get up to 20 grand pretty fast on a new, you know, big wide track or something, Summit, whatever. But just go to compos.com and scroll down. You'll see win a loaded $20,000 Skidoo. And then we have the forms at the shop. We'd rather you come down and fill it out and see us, and you can check out the machines on the showroom, what we got left. Real simple, just fill out your information. The contest ends the end of December. They'll choose the winner on the 15th of January. And like I said, a 20 grand. You get to spend, you know, you buy a machine, you pick up to 20 grand worth of, I mean, a bunch of accessories. So the value of the sled and the accessories is 20 grand. So that's a pretty cool contest. You know, I think, you know, I used to be a high, you know, the mountain guy doing all the crazy stuff in the mountains. And now I found that I like the Expedition super wide track, you know, with all the features on it. You can put the winch on it in case you're out to get by yourself, or, you know, you get brakes or some overflow or something. It's got a winch that mounts behind your left foot on the tunnel back there ways. And you can even front or rear, and you can get a front mount bumper for it, which has got a, like a 2-inch, like a truck receiver in the front or the back, so you could pull the machine either way. There's almost no way you're going to have to worry about, you know, getting stranded anymore. If you, as long as you got something to winch onto, you can get out of there. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, so that's what's going on. We got our Play It Forward promo. We've got rebates on the 23s. We've got rebates on all our Can-Am product. We got a good selection now of Can-Am side-by-sides, Mavericks, Commanders, Defenders, all enclosed. We got 6x6s. So good time of year to start looking at that if you want to quit paying old Homer down the road to plow your driveway. It looks like we got snow coming again. Pretty good idea. You can haul stuff, haul in, you know, haul some freight, move firewood, whatever you're doing, bags of wood pellets, whatever your needs are, the Can-Am can do it. And like I said, we got some really good promos going on right now. So get down to Compos. We are on Boat Street, which is a, you know, if you've never been there, if you were heading down Airport Road and towards the airport, and Fred Meyer's is on your left and Ace Hardware and those, we're on the other side of the four lane. So that's Sportsman's Way right there, that last streetlight intersection. So if you're heading down Airport, you take a right on Sportsman's Way, and then you hook an immediate left past the coffee shop there, Vivlamore's Coffee Shop. And we're just right around the corner on Boat Street. So we're easy to find. We're friendly. We're not high pressure. So come on down, check us out. We're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 today. This is Craig with Compos, and let's check in next week.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.